We're sitting high up on Niwot Ridge on the edge of a pika colony in a big pile of boulders with a great view down here of Long Lake and looking across to Mount Audubon. And we're here with Chris Ray, a research associate at the University of Colorado who's been studying pikas for 20 years. Chris, tell us a little bit about pikas, what they look like, how they got here, and what they're up to.
Well, a pika is a small member of the rabbit family. They're about as big as a potato, and they look kind of like that from a distance, sort of a brownish gray covered with what looks like rabbit fur. They have round ears, but they're rather large round ears. No tail, no large hind feet like a rabbit. Look a little bit more like a mouse. Very cute.
So what are the pikas up to here in midsummer?
In midsummer, many of the females are spending a lot of their time nursing their young. Both males and females develop a hay pile that they're going to eat over the winter because pikas, like other rabbits, don't hibernate. So they need to have a food source over the winter because they can't move around like other rabbits to find food. Pikas are really restricted to tailesses. That means they have about 3 months in the summer, so they make hay while the sun shines.
How is climate change affecting pikas, and what do we expect to see in the future?
Many pika populations are disappearing from lower elevation habitats. You might have pikas occurring from, say, 7,000 feet all the way up to 11,000 feet on a particular mountain range 100 years ago. And now they occur only from 10 to 11,000 feet on the same mountain range. So over the past 100 years, the rate of uphill movement of the lower limit of the distribution of pikas has been moving at about 1 meter a year. So we're losing 1 meter of pika habitat from the lower elevations every year. But over the past 10 years, that rate has accelerated to over 10 meters per year. So right now, that lower elevation limit for pikas is moving uphill at over 10 meters per year. And at that rate, pikas are going to be pushed off the top of these mountain ranges within less than 100 years.
Is there anything at all we can do to help pikas?
Well, I'm really hoping that we'll sign on to the Kyoto Agreement or more. There are many things that we can do. I hope that everybody puts some solar panels on top of their house. I don't see any other way to turn around what's happening to the pika and many other high-altitude species.
Thank you.